Okay, joining us now is Aisling Pearce. Aisling from Tinnahealy has launched a new business called My House Coat, and it was inspired by our parents. So what exactly is it? Well, Aisling is here to tell us. How are you?
I'm great, thank you so much.
And you're wearing something that's a house coat.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted you to see the garment itself.
Why would I be wearing a house coat?
Well, I'm sure you remember, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember, years ago our parents would have wore something different, something similar, I mean. So I've tried to bring this to something different, to kind of make it more youthful and kind of exciting. But I suppose my idea came about because years ago my father had a shop, and he would have worn a shop coat, which was your typical, like a butcher's coat. So a shop coat, kind of down to the knee, long
sleeves.
They
all wore them in shops, that's
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But also my mother would have worn a house coat. I don't know if they even called them house coats years ago, but that's what I've decided to call this. But it was the same kind of thing. It was down to the knee, long sleeves. It just meant you could get on with dirty jobs around the house. Now, a lot of farmers' wives also worn them, you know, out in the garden and or out in the yard or out with the cows or out with the pigs or right. the chickens. You
so
know?
Would they protect other clothes or yeah, was it sort of like a self-uniform or something?
I suppose it is sort of a self-uniform, but I suppose it just kept your own clothes clean while you were doing dirty jobs. Now, I remember even as a child, people coming into the shop, like ladies from the street, from across the road, you know, just doing jobs around the house would come in with the house coat on. So it was something you didn't mind wearing outside the house as well as such, you know what I mean? So what I thought was when I got married and I had kids myself, the house coat had kind of disappeared, I suppose, really. And I used to come in from work, I would have a suit on maybe from after being in work all day, and come in from work and try to cook a dinner, try to collect kids, you know, dirty fingers, sticky fingers,
yeah.
and clean out a fire. And within 10 minutes, you're going, sugar, why didn't I go upstairs and change into something?
Because
that I, you know.
You'll have to wear that suit again,
exactly.
you know, into the office.
Exactly.
So you've ruined it now with all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people change into, I don't know, tracksuits and, you know, t-shirts or something when they come home from work. So this is a more formal way and back to the future way.
Yeah, but you know what I see it as well as? It's not just a more formal way, it's more fun way, because you know, you could be sitting there and think, oh, I better go out and paint that fence or paint that door, and the thoughts of having to go upstairs and put on your dirty clothes to go and do that. So now you can actually just grab the house coat, throw it on you and go, and just then take it off when you're finished, and you still have your good clothes on underneath and they're still clean. And even, you know, I sold a good few at the moment, and a lot of the young girls are using them as well for when they maybe have a shower and get into their good clothes, and before they put on their makeup and dry their hair, they can put it on and then do their makeup and their hair and then take it off, you know.
Yeah, I've heard about that. In fact, you know, some guys as well, I'm sure, would, and before they get dressed up then to go out somewhere.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, I have three different designs. The house coat itself is long. It's down to the knee. It has two large pockets and one small pocket, because nowadays people have mobile phones and all sorts of things that they wouldn't have had years ago. But it's Velcro on the front and Velcro on the sleeve, so it's easy
to
just, yeah. And I have a little hook on the back of it to kind of encourage people to just hook it on the back of a door, so you can just grab and go and catch it back up again. And then the second design is similar, but it's more like a dressing gown design, in terms of you just put your sleeves, your arms into the sleeves, and again it's long sleeves with Velcro on the sleeves, because the cuffs are important to keep your arms clean. And then you just tie it, it's just a wrap, so you just put your arms in and tie it. And then I also, when I launched in April, I also did a kind of a sleeveless version, which is more like an apron. So it's totally no sleeves in it, and it's down to just nearly to the knee, and it's got two big pockets in the front as well. So right. It's more like a tabard.
You often see these in things like Downton Abbey or something like that, where, you know, people, and they're, of course, very rich, and they own the big house, but they don't actually get formally dressed in the morning. They sort of have the sort of house attire, or the transition from bed to,
exactly.
you know, lolling around time
exactly.
before they get dressed.
Exactly. And I know personally, I would have stayed in my pyjamas and my dressing gown till about 3 o'clock on a Saturday till I get my dirty jobs done. And then I would have got dressed, you know. So at least this way you can get dressed and you can put on your nice clothes, and then you can, if you've any dirty jobs to do, or even bringing out a dirty bin, you know, or cleaning out a fire, as I say, or even gardening, just throw it on.
So what would the previous generation have made of all this, do you think?
Well, I mean, they loved it and they wore it all the time, but for some reason it suddenly stopped being a fashion thing. I don't know, was it ever a fashion thing, but it was certainly a practical thing. But there was a gap there where it just stopped. And I think more and more now we need it, because people are dressing up much more in the daytime than they probably would have years ago. You know, I mean, you could be at home in your good clothes, somebody rings and says, I'm calling around, you think, God, I better clean the bathrooms or I better wash the floors. Just fling it on and then throw it off and answer the door. Nobody knows what's happened in the last 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you've got a different outfit to wear. They're stylish as well, yeah. Which is one thing.
Yeah, so. Well, I launched with the three of them. And then from a little bit of feedback from customers, I was at the Ideal Home Show and I was at the Mallow Home and Garden. I'm coming up now to the Ban on Rathangan Show and the Tina Healy Show, of course. But at shows, people come over and they share their ideas with me and their thoughts. And a lot of people said, oh, yeah, you know, that's what like Hilda Ogden used to wear. Or that's what like Winnie McGugan out of Mrs. Brown. She wears one. And that's my new design, which is the one I'm wearing at the moment. So basically it's sleeveless, but it's still down to the knee. And you just throw it on and you wrap it around you and off you go. So it's the same as Winnie McGugan style. I was going to call it the Winnie, but I decided I would call it the crossover apron. But that's available as well. So it's really just a more, in the winter time you could wear a woolly jumper, a thick jumper underneath it if you want to do some outside work, but you wanted to keep your arms free. And then what I've done as well is, from any leftovers or cut-offs that I have, I've made two products. One product is, it's got Velcro at the bottom to match the sleeves on the Velcro, and it's got a drawstring at the top, and basically, I have it here, I'll just show it to you, you can hang it up and you could put...
It's like a bag, isn't it?
It's a bag, it's a hang-up bag, and you can put plastic bags in it, so you put them in the top and you pull them out the bottom, so it's for storing plastic bags. Or the ideal thing for me is leave it near the washing machine, because there's always odd socks.
There is
always.
I don't know where they disappear to. It's
you put in two and one comes back.
Yeah. So, you know, launching a business from Tina Healy, the metropolis is Tina Healy. I mean, in the modern world, you know, can you be anywhere?
Absolutely, it makes absolutely no difference. I have an online store and everything is done remotely anyway. You know, everything is just done by communication, by email. It doesn't make any difference. And I love people and I love being out talking to people and I love doing the shows. So for the summer now, I'm spending my time doing the shows.
Going around the places and...
Yeah, and I love people reminiscing, people talking, and loads of people have come up with different ideas of where to use them. Oh my gosh, I had a guy who came to me at the show in Goree, and he won't mind me saying this, I know he won't, but he's actually an undertaker. So he said he would love one of them. Yeah,
okay.
Seriously.
Well, I'm glad you brought that in, you know, for our Friday morning, you know what I mean? So, excellent stuff. Well, what's your background? I mean, you're an entrepreneur?
My background is sales and marketing, yeah.
What's it?
Yeah, I've worked as a brand manager for Clairol for years. I worked in Ireland, I worked in the UK, I worked in South Africa. So my background is brand management. And my father, as I said, was a shopkeeper, but he was also a wool merchant. And for the last 5 or 6 years, I've worked, actually more, sorry, gosh, time flies, about 10 years now, I'm working for my cousin down in Rathdrum, where I sell sheep wool insulation.
What's that now?
Yeah, it's 100% pure wool insulation. So basically, we take sheep from the farmers, wash and clean it, card and weave it, and then it's turned into insulation. So it looks, I suppose, like a roll of fiberglass, but it's 100% natural.
Whoa,
it's fabulous.
Yes.
So what I've done as well with my offcuts is I have made doorstops, draft excluders.
Oh, we need those, yeah.
Again, with the drawstring, and I've stuffed them with sheep wool insulation, you see? So I'm marrying the two businesses together. So, It's fantastic. So my background is marketing. And I've only launched this product in April. So I know it will take time for the brand awareness and, you know, for people to actually realise what the brand
is.
But I'm on the case. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. It's Aisling Pearce. If you want any more information, myhousecoat.com for all the information there. Aisling, well done to
Thank you.
You
so
Fair
much.
Play to you.
Thanks, Neil.
Business out of Tina Healy, Aisling Pearce. Thank you. Okay. Morning show.